is different than your previous media scrums?
Yeah, a little bit, that's for sure. First day, it's been awesome, meeting the guys, talking to the coaches, and meeting with a couple of my tight ends, and obviously it snowed pretty heavily this weekend, so my first drive in the snow is official, but it's definitely been fun.
Ever seen that much snow before?
Never in a million years, yeah. I guess my flight was the first flight in here. In 3 days, I got in Sunday night and got to the rental car, which is like a 200-yard walk in the snow. That was the first, and then driving to the snow to the hotel. So,
Aaron was talking about how you guys became friendly during the Pro Bowl. Can you talk about kind of that interaction from your side of things?
Yeah, it was how many years ago was that? 7 years ago now, but he basically got into the bus and gave me the belt and then sat down. So that was my first interaction with him, and we've been pretty good friends ever since. He's got a great sense of humor, and obviously I'm excited, to learn from him. I'm excited being a huddle with him and to really start this learning process.
Jimmy, what do you think you can bring to this offense?
Me? I don't know. I'm pretty big and fast. Hopefully that'll translate into some good stuff.
Jimmy, how do you develop a connection with a new quarterback like Aaron? What's that process like, and how do you approach it?
It's all about these days right here. Especially when we start catching and running routes. For me, mainly it's about making sure I got the offense down. So he has a lot of confidence in me. He knows that I know what's going on, and that we're kind of in the same steps, and then from there, you basically try not to drop anything ever, and then he'll start liking you.
Jimmy, did he talk to you before you signed here, try to kind of bend your ear a little bit and get you on board?
I know he tried to reach out to me. It was just hard to get a hold of me at the time. I guess he had one of my old numbers, but we had been talking about this for a long time. Back since the Pro Bowl, and one time on the Jimmy Fallon show. He's been working me for a long time.
What was it like to see this offense from a distance? Like just with him pulling the trigger and just what they've had over the years?
Speechless, really. I mean, the guy, he's a special player. Once in a lifetime player to play with, and the way he commands the huddle, commands the game, the confidence that he plays with is really what stands out. His ability to win late and to just sling the ball with no effort is very special.
Do you anticipate him being detail oriented? I mean, about his reputation, and tell us about yourself, about pre-read snaps and defenses, and just being on the same wavelength with a quarterback at the line of scrimmage.
That's how big plays are made, are off those matchups. First, knowing when you are that matchup, knowing when, it's man to man, and you got this either slow, shorter, all those things. Knowing where you are in his read, knowing where he should look for that ball for a second window, and he's a guy who can, he's pretty mobile, and when he's mobile, he's looking up. He's looking to make a big play down the field. So, just staying active for him, and making sure that I'm always working.
Of your tight end room here?
Awesome. Yeah. Ange is the man. He's been fun since the second that they signed me, and looking forward to kind of that camaraderie, getting a couple more guys in here, and becoming a family in there is what I'm looking forward to.
Jimmy, you played with two really good quarterbacks before this too.
Yeah.
And he put up some monster numbers with Drew in New Orleans, but the last couple of years, the numbers aren't. Was it frustrating for you in that offense with the role you had? I mean, you're kind of excited to be, I don't want to say unleashed again, but maybe that is the right word. How do you kind of view this opportunity versus what you went through the last couple of years?
Obviously different philosophies, Seattle and New Orleans. Seattle, defensive-based, run, and take care of the ball. Won a lot of games that way, and I did. I did everything to the best of my ability, and unfortunately, when I first got there, I did have that knee injury, which kind of slowed me down a bit, and was able to come back 9 months later. Have missed a game since then, and for me, I don't. I guess most people are pretty stat oriented. For me, it's about wins and losses, and you know, I'm just trying to get to the playoffs and try to win games.
Along those lines, are you still that same Jimmy Graham, do you think? 80 catches, 1,000 yards. I mean, the numbers aside, that kind of impact in the game?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm still 6'7", and can still run a 4.5, so, I mean, I think so. You know, and you know, hopefully I can do that here. You know, I'm just, you know, when my number's called, I'm going to be ready, I can tell you that.
Jimmy, what was it like getting to choose a destination? You drafted the Saints, traded to Seattle, and made a choice.
Yeah, it was an interesting situation. Obviously, it took me 8 years to get there, you know, to the kind of a opportunity to choose, you know, what happens next in your career, where you go. You know, I think this shocked a lot of people. You know, obviously, you know, I still got a lot of good friends that, you know, all around the league who are kind of, you know, shocked about the whole situation and really heavily recruited me to go all over. You know, it was – I'm just glad it's behind me, you know, and you know, I'm happy to be here, that's for sure.
What was the biggest factor in choosing?
For me, it's about winning a ring, simple as that. And you know, I know this team. I know Aaron's hungry. I know the coaching staff's hungry. This franchise is hungry to win one, and that was the defining factor for me.
Is Drew okay now after his disappointment?
Yeah, you know, we still talk. You know, he's like a brother to me, and there's a lot of people out there disappointed right now. that's for sure. You know, I mean, all over the league, I got a lot of good friends, and people were – definitely putting the pressure on.
Despite what happened in Seattle, do you feel blessed that you got to play with three Super Bowl winning quarterbacks and potential Hall of Famers, Hall of Famer, however you want to look at them?
No doubt. I mean, obviously, I've been blessed in the quarterback situation. You know, I mean, not only that, but just, you know, offensively, defensively, you know, I mean, I played for, you know, prior to this, two great franchises, you know, who were focused on winning. That's all they cared about. And, you know, here I am with, you know, one of the most historic. So, you know, I've definitely been blessed in my years and looking forward to, you know, causing some noise here.
Jimmy, in terms of free agency, the Packers historically haven't done a whole lot. You said it's all about winning for you. When you come in here and choose this as a destination for winning, is that a belief in Mike McCarthy or a belief in people that met with you during the free agency period? Who convinced you that this is the place?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of teams out there, you know, who are really pulling at me. And, you know, I mean, I turned down quite a significant amount of money to come here because, you know, I believe not only Mike, but, you know, I mean, 12's hungry, you know, and, you know, I know how he is and I know how competitive he is. And, you know, I want to ride that wave and, you know, try to help him as best I can.
Do you go out with some of these guys, dinner, that kind of thing, or do you sort of just let it grow through the process?
I mean, you know, the tight ends will go out, you know, once everybody gets in, definitely grab a meal and talk. And but, you know, it'll grow gradually. You know, this isn't a big hotbed of activity here in Green Bay. So I'm sure we'll all go out to eat many, many times.
Jimmy, you know, Mike's talked a lot of times about the importance of an athletic tight end in this offense. He had Finley, then they've tried it with Cook and Martellus, and now you. Can you tell that he's excited to have you as a chess piece to work with? And have you guys talked much about that?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great offensive mind, you know, and you know, he's all about matchups. You know, he's all about obviously taking care of the ball, but definitely matchups and you know, either you got speed or size, and you know, getting that ball into those players' hands, and you know, obviously being lethal down in the red zone is super important in this league. So you know, I mean, I know he's excited. Probably not as excited as I am though. So.
More for Jim. Jimmy, thinking back to your draft experience, a third round pick, what are your memories from the draft, waiting for your name to get picked, and overall your favorite memory from that whole weekend?
Yeah, well, I was, I was six months away from the basketball court. So, you know, I only played 6 months of college football. I really didn't have many expectations. You know, I wasn't sure if I was going to have to, you know, come in as a free agent. You know, I know I did very well at the combine, and you know, I was blessed enough to go to the combine with 17 career catches. So, you know, that was obviously the first of many blessings. And you know, for me, it was all a wonderful experience. Obviously, to not only get my name called in the third round, and to be amongst so many great tight ends. You know, I mean, our draft was loaded. You know, I argue the best tight end draft ever. But basically, you know, having an opportunity to go to a team that had a guy like Jeremy Shockey, had a guy. Like Drew Brees and Sean Payton, that were great offensive minds that where I had time to grow and time to learn underneath these people. You know, it was an incredible experience, and truly magical week for me.
Jimmy, from the fan perspective, it's kind of like Jordy Nelson goes out. Yeah. You come in. Do you look at it in that way at all, or do you, have you talked to Jordy as well?
Yeah, I mean, Jordy is he's an amazing player, and he's done so much for this franchise. You know, he'll go in the Hall of Fame here for sure. You know, he's, you know, what he's done, and, you know, bringing a ring here, and, I'm not going to compare myself to him. You know, I've always watched him and loved his game, you know, loved how he played. You know, obviously him and Aaron had a great, great chemistry, you know, so, you know, for me, I'm going to just get in where I fit in and try to do my best.
Jimmy, did you go back and look at all at the year 2 years ago when they had Jared Cook, a big, tall, fast tight end? Did you do that kind of studying, or did you already know what they do with that type of a player?
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I first got in the league, I mean, even with JerMichael Finley, you know, it's, 12 is lethal. I mean, you know, he's going to throw it to his matchups, and, you know, when he's got a guy like that running down the field, you know, he's going to look for it. And, that's why I'm here, you know, to get down the field and catch his ball.